Cher calls for Trump impeachment, his words have caused death, destruction, despair. By Hannah Blow on August 6, 2019. Far-left pop icon Cher reacted to the deadly shootings over the weekend by renewing calls for President Donald Trump's impeachment on the grounds that he has stoked the fires of hate that has led to mass shootings which are causing death, destruction, and despair. "I think Trump should be impeached for stoking the fires of hate that has led to mass shootings. His words have caused death, destruction, despair," the Grammy winner said to her 3.7 million Twitter followers. Over the weekend, Cher tweeted a Vox story, which outlines Trump's supposed history of racism. The singer, however, added to Vox's list, writing, "He can now add inciting racism, leading to mass shootings, to his resume." President Trump forcefully condemned white supremacy and racism in an address to the American people Monday, calling them both sinister ideologies. "These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity," Trump said. "We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil." However, his words did little to halt the left's accusatory language. On Monday, Squadron Leader Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said Trump's rhetoric is directly responsible for what happened in El Paso. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, concurred, telling CNN's Don Lemon that Trump has created plenty of space for hate. "It is the responsibility to the President of the United States to help fight back against that, not to wink and nod and smile at it," she stated. Late-night hosts followed suit, rallying for gun control and placing the blame squarely on Trump, McConnell, the GOP, and the NRA. "I know it's crazy to take Trump's words seriously, but some people do," The Daily Show host Trevor Noah said. "In fact, as we've learned, the mass shooter in El Paso left behind a manifesto that included the same phrases Trump uses every day: fake news, immigrant invasions. In fact, the only reason you know it wasn't written by Trump is because the grammar was correct." The late-night host Seth Meyers likened Trump to the racist uncle at the family gathering and added that he cannot ease the nation due to the racist vitriol he's spewed since he launched his campaign. "This is far from the first time left-wing lawmakers and celebrities, Cher particularly, have hit the president low. In March, she accused Trump of kissing the asses of dictators, child molesters, murderers, wife beaters, anti-Semites, and white supremacists. In June, she warned that America as we know it will cease to exist if voters put Trump in office for a second term."